Welcome back to the Orange County Summit for a conversation on business retention, expansion, and recruitment. And now, your host, Aaron Keck.
And welcome back to the 2019 Orange County Summit, co-hosted by 97.9 The Hill WCHL, along with Orange County Government and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Aaron Keck here with you in the Witted Building in Hillsboro, and we are beginning the final hour of this year's summit. We're really going to be focusing on economic development this hour, and we're going to begin with a panel on industrial recruitment. We've had, as I mentioned last hour, a lot of really big developments in an announcements on that note just in the last couple of months, so a lot of excitement, still more to do. So we're joined on this panel by five guests: Orange County Economic Development Director Steve Brantley, the president of Durham Tech Community College, Bill Ingram, joining us on the panel as well. Dominic Pitaco is the plant manager at ABB, which is located in Mebane, big expansion coming. Sharon Hill is with the Orange County Economic Development Commission, and we're also joined by County Commissioner Earl McKee. So to all five of you, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Commissioner McKee, let me begin with you. We're talking industrial recruitment, and we've just had, again, a couple of big announcements in the last couple of months, one related to ABB, which we'll get a lot more on in this half hour, but another one more recently involving Medline Industries. So tell us about the latest when it comes to recruiting a big industry here in Orange County, and what has moved the dial? We've had two announcements that have been very exciting just in the last couple of months. How has that transpired?
I think that it's a process. Getting any large company, any small company, any startup to locate in any particular area, you have to have a lot of items, a lot of processes in place. You have to have you have to show that you are willing to work with the companies and that you value these companies coming in. And that is what, for the last A little more than the last decade, we have been working on getting infrastructure in place. I think that was a key factor with not only Medline, but Morinaga, the ABB expansion, and several of these other large expansions that we have gotten. So I think it's critical that we understand that this is not an overnight thing, that there's been a lot of very hard work. There's a lot of effort put in by our economic development folks, by our county staff. And our board has been very open to talking with companies, trying to find companies that are a good fit. I will also mention Wegmans that located in Chapel Hill. And I and the mayor of Chapel Hill spoke with Wegmans multiple times before they made their decision. And most of that conversation was on the culture of Orange County and how it matched with the culture of Wegmans. I feel certain that Commissioner Rich and some of our commissioners and our staff had those very same conversations about, is this a fit? And it has to be a fit.
Steve Brantley is the Orange County Economic Development Director. You do a lot of work behind the scenes to recruit companies and bring them in. How has the economic development climate in Orange County changed or grown or gotten better in the last few years since you've been on the job?
Thank you, Aaron. Well, obviously 2019 has been a great year. And it's not over either as a year or in terms of what we're doing. But through the years, I certainly need to credit the Orange County Board of Commissioners because they put forth to the voters the quarter-cent sales tax back in 2011, which has enabled a lot of our economic development districts to have water and sewer, which is critical. They've supported, when necessary, some strategic financial incentives for Wegmans, for Morinaga, for ABB and Medline. They are a part of the recruitment process. The county puts a lot of emphasis on collaborating with the towns. And so I think all of these things, as Commissioner McKee mentioned, is part of a process that really has a winning overall formula and team that we've been putting to use.
Dominic Pitaco is the plant manager for ABB, which is in Mebane, big expansion coming. What is it about Orange County that's attractive? ABB made a big decision to commit its expansion to Orange County. What was the driving factor there?
Yeah, so it's a great location. ABB is trying to grow in the U.S. We're formerly part of General Electric, not a core business for GE. ABB bought us last July, and they want to grow. We want to grow in the U.S. And you look at this location, we're right on a major highway. We had land. We had, you know, we own 100 acres up there, so we had land to grow. Great workforce available. A lot of engineers. We use engineers, so a lot of engineers available. Close to the airport. So just a great location.
Yeah. Tell us about ABB for people who don't yet know. What is ABB? What do you do?
Yeah, so it's a Swiss company. Our division makes electrical distribution products. So anything that takes the electricity off the street and then distributes it through the home or the building or factory, and that's what we do. So we make motor control. If you go to our factory, you'll see what would look like a sheet metal box, but inside is a lot of high-tech electrical wiring, bus bar. So we do sheet metal fabrication, welding, painting, and a lot of electrical wiring and testing.
Commissioner McKee mentioned the culture of Orange County and how that connects to a lot of the businesses that are coming in. Was that a factor for you as well?
Yeah, I think, like I said, proximity to universities, a great community college system, and then just availability of the workforce. Now, it's getting a little harder because in North Carolina we have a under 4% unemployment rate, so we're going to have to work a little harder, and that might be some of the discussion a little later with the panels. How do we attract workers?
Sharon Hill is with Orange County's Economic Development Commission, and I mean, we're talking ABB right now, Medline also coming in. Commissioner McKee mentioned Morinaga. What does all of this mean for not just economic development, but just the state of life and culture in Orange County?
Well, the main purpose is to make sure that we find some full-time, stable jobs with benefits for the Orange County residents. And as we've heard previously, working with Durham Tech to get the students trained, to get anybody trained, not just students, anybody trained, to be able to stay in the community, love what they're doing, and stay. Mainly, we're working to make sure we bring in more jobs to help people stay in Orange County.
You are connected in a whole bunch of different ways with the business community. You host the show on WCHL today.
Yes, I do.
Awesome show. So how have you seen the business climate change in Orange County over the last few years?
Well, I've been with the advisory now for about 2 years, so my track record hasn't been that long. But as far as since I've just been there, I'm just amazed at how much, and thanks to Steve Brantley, how much is being done. I've learned so much as to what I didn't know. The more I know, the more I know I don't know about what's happening on that question. But the fact that they're coming in, and especially hearing about a Medline coming in, starting with 250 jobs to start and to grow to 700, that seems to be a big sea change for Orange County, having a beautiful company like that coming in.
We just had the conversation about workforce development and the need for a skilled labor force. See, if you're bringing in big companies like ABB, Medline, Morinaga, that's going to drive up the need for a skilled labor force. And that brings in the extreme importance of Durham Technical Community College. Bill Ingram, who is the outgoing Durham Tech president. I haven't seen you since the announcement, so congratulations on an incredible career. But tell us about the work that Durham Tech is doing and has done and is continuing to do to be a part of that climate that brings in these good businesses.
Sure. Thanks, Aaron. And I'll be around for a while. I'm not not leaving until next summer. But I think one of the great policy decisions that the leaders of North Carolina made several years ago, a long time ago, was to build an industry incentive package around training workers. The customized training program provides training for new and expanding industries who meet certain criteria for their workforce at no cost to the employer. I know that ABB is going to be around Orange County for a long, long time, but every once in a while, a company will come into North Carolina and leave soon thereafter. With the customized training program, when they do, they leave behind a trained, prepared workforce for the next company to come in. So we're really excited about working with ABB and Medline to sort of add to the cadre of customized training programs we have here in Orange County. Morinaga, AKG, our two others, Sports Endeavors, are five customized training programs that we're working with in Orange County now. And I'll say this, probably 5 years ago, 7 years ago, we had none. So I think that the leadership of the Orange County Commissioners, the great work that Steve Brantley's doing, really has made it, is making a huge difference in Orange County in terms of economic development and recruiting large employers to the county.
Tell us about some of the specific programs that you have with some of these employers.
Sure. Well, the customized training program, as I said, it provides free training to, it's not free, but no marginal cost training to the employer if they meet certain conditions around the capital investment they might make, the number of jobs they might be developing or expanding. If they need to invest in new technology, there's some funds available for there. Or if they need to enhance their productivity in some ways, sort of stay in business. And the training we provide through customized training is pretty broad-based. It includes everything from leadership training, safety training, continuous improvement, leadership, team building. We get involved in some specific skills if that's required for the workplace, pretty much within certain limits. Whatever the employer needs to, in terms of training, to make sure they have a workforce that can carry out their mission and purpose and keep them in business.
Dominic, what are your needs with ABB? What specific skills are you looking for?
Yeah, so a lot of our entry level, you know, you can get in with a high school degree. But then if you want to progress, you know, we talked welders in the last session. Welders are harder and harder to find. So you can come into ABB at an entry level, and that's a decent paying job, you know, with a high school diploma, you know, starting in $30,000 a year range, and go to a Durham Tech and get a welder's degree or an electrical testing certificate and then progress that way. So that's a great opportunity for employees. It's a way to grow. It's a way for us to keep in touch with the community and grow a business.
Steve, when we talk about the things that attract people to Orange County, education and the extreme like level of education of the residents here always comes to mind. But we so often talk about UNC when it comes to attracting businesses. How important is the presence of Durham Tech for you as an economic development director?
We couldn't do without it. I can't imagine trying to encourage a company to come to Orange County if we did not have the Hillsborough campus of Durham Tech. And, of course, the university is another layer of educational sophistication that we have. So we have both bookends. And then we've already talked about the excellent public education here. So all around, Orange County's workforce is thought of as being highly skilled and trainable.
Commissioner McKee?
Yes, one thing that I don't think we've quite mentioned is the impact on the individual, the folks that are actually acquiring these jobs. A couple of years ago, I overheard a conversation between a couple of young men. One of them had just obtained a job at Morinaga. In this conversation I overheard, he expressed the fact that this was the first job he'd ever had that had benefits, that had insurance, that was paying more than minimum wage, and I gathered less than minimum wage. This changed his life. And I mentioned earlier about recruiting as a process. The process doesn't stop when the company locates, because you have to have the trained workers. Companies and jobs with no workers is as equally as dead end as workers educated and no jobs. So we're continuing to work. Our board's continuing to try to explore every avenue and turn over every stone to make sure that our residents, whether they have a PhD or a high school education, can get a job that is making $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year, because in this area, that's what it's going to take to get by.
And Commissioner, you already mentioned the work that Orange County government and county commissioners do to help create the infrastructure, the water and the sewer lines and things like that that are necessary in those EDDs, the economic development districts, to bring in businesses. What about working with specific businesses directly? I know Steve, as economic development director, does a lot of recruitment work. What is the role of county commissioners in terms of kind of finalizing that deal and bringing in businesses?
As I mentioned before, as chair several years ago in conversations with Wegmans, we not only worked with the Wegmans company, we worked with the mayor in the town of Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. We worked with Durham Tech on that. So there, it's a continuing process. We have to, as commissioners, be aware of where we're at and where we want to go and define a path to get there as we move forward.
What about the role of incentives? I know that's something that is kind of coming in more and more, and it's necessary to keep Orange County and pretty much every county, I think, at this point, competitive in terms of attracting businesses.
The role of
incentives?
Incentives, yes. Incentives are somewhat controversial at times, but for myself and as a board member, you play the game with the rules that are there. You cannot change the rules to your liking. You cannot opt out, because when you opt out of the entire game. You can't just opt out of incentives. Our incentives are set up so that we're not giving away the store before we have, locked in all of our requirements. These incentives are backside based. After the company locates, builds their facility, pays their taxes, and are certified with the jobs that they said they were going to bring in, then the incentive kicks in, and not before then. Mm-hmm. And should that not happen, the incentive does not happen. Our incentives are based on a five-year period. So, yes, we are incentivizing for the first 5 years. After that, there is no incentive. One thing I also need to mention is we are net positive at all points from the get-go, from year one. In every incentive package that we have provided, we have been net positive on taxes from day one.
And especially in those longer term years,
yes,
too, right?
And the further you go in, the more. But we have, as far as I'm aware, and I will stand be corrected by the manager or Director Brantley, I don't think we've ever had a situation where it cost us more incentives than we gathered in taxes that year. So it's been positive from the get-go.
All of these developments and all of the relationships between all of the organizations that are represented up here on the panel today are two-way streets. Everyone benefits everyone else. And Bill Ingram, I wanted to go over to you because we talked about the importance of Durham Tech in terms of attracting in businesses like ABB and Medline and Morinaga, and the role that Durham Tech plays in being a support for those businesses. How much of a support are those businesses for Durham Tech? How much does their presence help you?
Well, I think, healthy communities beget healthy communities, beget healthy institutions, and vice versa. So certainly we make our case for support with those businesses we work with. We are right now in the final stages of a major gifts campaign, a $5 million major gifts campaign that is focused actually on two of the most critical issues our communities face. On the one hand, it's talent development, developing the programs that our employers need so that they can have the talent pipeline filled. And that's getting support from the private sector and from philanthropic organizations for new program development. We received funds for an advanced manufacturing facility at our Northern Durham Center. We've received a lot of support from UNC hospitals for anesthesia technology program at the Orange County campus. And so that talent development is one half of that pie. The other half is economic equity and mobility for our students. If our residents aren't able to realize the social and economic benefits that many of us do for the economic culture we live in, we're failing. So we have very, very strong support from our business partners to make sure that we are the institution this community both needs and deserves. I want to go back and talk about the partnership we have with the Orange County Commissioners, because they provide special support for the college in recognition of the importance of technical education. The counties in North Carolina are responsible for funding the capital projects of community colleges and paying for campus operations. Orange County has gone a step further, and they provide Durham Tech with $200,000 a year for scholarships for any high school graduate who comes to Durham Tech to pursue post-secondary education right out of high school in either transfer programs or technical programs. So they recognize the value of the kind of training education programs we provide for Orange County residents, so they can stay in the community and get jobs here in Orange County. That's something that not every county does, and I really applaud the commissioners for their vision for doing that.
We've been talking about a lot of exciting developments, initiatives that are ongoing in Orange County. Again, let's talk about the gaps a little bit. Steve Brantley, as Economic Development Director, a lot of work has been done in those economic development districts. A lot of work has been done outside of those EDDs as well. What more would you like to see in terms of creating the infrastructure to help you bring in businesses? What is still yet to be done that's ongoing?
I would point out that just general competition is a challenge. I think that inside the county, we are making super progress. You've already heard earlier today that economic development is targeted from the standpoint of the arts, from tourism, incubators. Later, you're going to hear about small business, and then, of course, this discussion is on the larger recruitment. So it's and farming and agriculture, well-rounded. But the general competition within the triangle, within the state, there are other communities that also have their livability, that have their business parks and sites. And so trying for us to distinguish ourselves amid a larger Raleigh-Durham to the east and a triad to the west is where we have to be mindful of.
Is that more challenging now than it was before?
It's not more challenging. It's just that this is a competitive business. And, mm-hmm. and if we live here, we know it's a great place to live and work and play. But for someone who's coming from Stuttgart or Tokyo for the first time trying to find a location who may not know that, we have to create the sense that this is the right location. And every year I've heard a statistic that there are about 1,500 Medlines and ABBs that announce anywhere in the United States. However, there's more than 10,000 communities that are chasing them. So that's an illustration of the competition.
Dominic, as a person who is in charge of a business that is a really, really significant development in Orange County, we've already talked about what Orange County provides. What more can Orange County provide for you?
And this maybe goes back to the previous segment a little bit, but it's getting harder and harder to find work. We got workers, mm-hmm. right? And we got to start talking about, with kids earlier, manufacturing as a career, right? And how do we, you know, you're going to hear a lot about this in probably the next year during the election cycle, but you know, not everybody, in my opinion, needs to have a four-year degree, right? We need workers with a high school diploma that want to work, or a two-year certificate that can do some skilled work, and you can actually go to a company like ours, and we'll pay, if you want to get a four-year engineering degree, we'll pay for it. So I think you know, that's what we got to continue to work with the communities on, is how do we develop that workforce. So as it's tough if a company comes to an area but can't get the workers, right? So that's a partnership, and it's got to continue.
We've got to start to wrap up this conversation. Sharon Hill, I want to go to you. What are you most excited about when it comes to the future of economic development in Orange County?
I'm excited about the fact that we're still offering so many opportunities and so many jobs. The fact that we look at our minorities moving out of Chapel Hill, they don't have to if we can find jobs for them here in Orange County. I'm excited about that. Just excited for the opportunities that we're offering, or trying to offer.
Bill Ingram, we've spent the last hour talking about a lot of different cool initiatives at Durham Tech. What haven't we mentioned? What should people know about that we haven't been able to cover yet?
Well, yeah, Durham Tech is a great place. It, you know, we were established 60 years ago because the economy in North Carolina was evolving from agricultural to manufacturing. People were moving off farms to the cities to get jobs in tobacco and in textiles and furniture making. I think we're seeing the same transition now as we move into service economy. We move into advanced manufacturing, other kinds of high tech industries, and I think community colleges in general, and Durham Tech in particular, are poised to continue to do the work that we've been doing for the last 60 years, helping economies and helping people transform their lives.
Dominic Pitaco, what is in the future for ABB? What's the timeline?
So we're just doing some pre-work right now. We break ground in the next 2 weeks on our building. If you've ever seen our plant, it's going to go in the parking lots. It's just west of the building. It's 200,000 square feet, so it's about a $40 million investment. So it's about a 50% increase in capacity. So we're moving in some work from another factory, and we're growing our current products. So it's currently we have about 600 employees, and we should be adding between 450 jobs in the next 5 years.
Steve Brantley, I'm going to ask you about the future of economic development in Orange County. If you've got any big announcements, this would be a good time to make them. We're live on the air.
I will point out that in the next 2 years, there's going to be 1,000 new jobs to be filled in Orange County that we've all been involved with, and that would be the Wegman startup and their retail jobs, 350 full-time equivalent jobs, ABB's 400 and some additional jobs at a very high salaried level of up to $70,000 a year, and then the Medline project. And so those are just three examples that we've pursued and we've been successful with, and Durham Tech will be a part of most all of that, and that's 1,000 jobs just there.
And then Commissioner Earl McKee, I'll let you have the last word. What is in store for the future of industrial recruitment, economic development in Orange County, and what's the role of county commissioners in making that happen?
I think that going forward, we will continue to focus on bringing in companies, courting companies, aiding our companies that are already in existence and starting up in Orange County. We're committed to increasing the jobs. We're committed to increasing the economic viability of Orange County. But that does not mean that we chase every company that we hear about. We don't chase every company that contacts us. We make sure that we look at these companies. We talk about their viability, their interaction with the Orange County. Do they suit Orange County? Do they fit in Orange County? And then we decide to go forward. So I think that while we can't speak to anything in the future, I think that we'll have some other announcements going forward. I hope we have announcements of some other large companies, but also we need to be very cognizant that large companies are not the only thing we're chasing. We're chasing small companies. We're chasing startups. We're chasing expansions. Everything that is good for the people of Orange County is what seems to be on our mind.
And that's a perfect place to leave it, because our next half hour is going to pick that ball right up, and we'll focus on small businesses when it comes to economic development in Orange County. Steve Brantley, Dominic Pitaco, Bill Ingram, Sharon Hill, Earl McKee, thank you so much for being with us this half hour. Stay with us, because we are going to continue and we are going to conclude the 2019 Orange County Summit with a discussion of small businesses and small business services as we continue from the Witted Building in Hillsboro and live on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Back to wrap up the Orange County Summit with one more panel after this.